You know, again, I was thinking about this might be the last flight to San Diego. You know, you never know what's going to happen with the league and their decisions. But, you know, grew up a Chargers fan, played a lot of games in that stadium, and fond memories.
And a lot of wins. I mean, it's been a while since you had a setback there. Knock on wood, that continues.
Yeah, we'll knock on the wood.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a lot of fond memories, a lot of victories, and hopefully we can get one Monday night.
I know it's not about the game, but you brought it up. Would it be very disappointing to you to see that franchise move?
Yeah, you know, they asked me about that, the local media, when I did my conference call earlier in the week. And, you know, I grew up a Chargers fan. You know, coming from Virginia, we didn't have an NFL team. And that was the first city I lived in as a young kid growing up that, you know, I had a professional football team. And so I've been following them for a long time, long before I got into coaching. And, you know, it'd be sad to see, you know, I think for the people there. And there's a lot of great Charger fans. And, you know, it's unfortunate.
As for the game, what can't you let Philip Rivers do against you?
Well, I think, you know, we've got to minimize it. You don't stop him. He's that kind of quarterback. You just got to slow him down. We have to play good on third down, play good in the red area, and hopefully force some turnovers.
And flip side, you're going to do what you do, and Jeremy Langford's got some fresh legs. Hits the hole hard. Very exciting to see what he can do.
Yeah, I'm anxious to watch all those young guys. You know, we haven't got a lot of playing time, and, you know, Kadeem, this will be a game he'll be up for more than likely. And, you know, excited to watch all those guys perform.